went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 in Building 400. So if you drive into the parking lot off of Canal Street, we are the second building on your left. And when you walk in the building, we are the first office on your right. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone number is the most direct way to get a hold of me. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. You can always email me directly. That's a good way to get a hold of me. That's docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Just, I guess, something that would be important. I give people my cell phone number, and then they try to text me. I want you to know that I have a flip phone. I don't have a smartphone because I think that monopolizes too much of our time and actually drains health out of us. Please don't ever try to text me because I'll get a notification that somebody tried to text me, but I'll never actually get a text. So you'll never get a response from me for the simple fact that I don't know who's trying to communicate with me because you tried to text. Just do the old-fashioned thing. Pick up the phone, use it for what a phone is supposed to be, which is a communication device, and we should actually exchange words or do a thing called talk. So that would be wonderful. So I appreciate your time. The gentleman that helps me is the man behind the scenes. He's in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin. Just as a refresher, Mark is not a medical person. He's not in the medical profession. He's actually runs a whole bunch of other businesses and has a lot of different endeavors going on. And he's a very good friend of mine. He's somebody that I love dearly as a friend and support in his life the same way that he supports me in my life. And I just appreciate him for all the time, energy, and effort that he puts into developing the material for these shows. And again, his name is Mark Sabin, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not in the medical profession, but it
is
something.
But you play one on the radio, right?
I don't even play one on the radio, but it is a subject that I find vastly interesting, and it strikes a lot of my curiosity. And
that's, you know, why you do the research, right?
That's why I do it, exactly. Now, one of the things that, you know, this time of year, as we're coming into the fall towards the winter seasons, then it's the time when people start getting sick, and you see more and more people coming with colds and sniffles and flus and all these kinds of things. And, of course, everybody wants you to get the flu shot. Everyone except for you wants you to get the flu shot. But what's more important than those kind of things and those ways of trying to treat yourself from getting sick is to build your immune system. So I wanted to talk to you today about building your immune system.
That's wonderful, Mark. As you've already mentioned, this is the best time of year to do that if you choose to avoid sickness this winter. So where would you like to start?
Well, let's start, first of all, what is your immune system, and is it like your nervous system or your blood system?
Well, it is the system that helps to protect the health of the body and ward off invaders from the outside of the borders of the body, so to speak. And its strength or weakness has everything to do with what we eat and the functioning and the health of our digestive system. And so the immune system is there. It's like the bouncer at a bar. It doesn't let any riffraff in. Mm-hmm. It checks the IDs. It's like what President Trump wants to build on the southern part of California all the way over to Texas, which is that big wall that's going to keep people from illegally entering into the country. It's our defense system. It's what keeps us safe. It's what keeps us healthy. That's what our immune system is.
So that's it, really just about preventing you from getting sick?
And also, more importantly, is if you are getting sick, it's coming up with the appropriate immune response to get rid of the sickness as quickly and as efficiently as possible so that things don't become chronic.
So how does it do that?
Well, hopefully it does that very well, depending upon your state of health or what have you, and the kind of lifestyle that you lead and the things that you put into your body and the environment that you spend a lot of time in. I have the great pleasure of saying that I haven't been sick from some kind of medical circumstance in over 18 years, Mark.
Wow.
And, you know, it's why? Because I practice good health practices. I practice what I preach. I apply what it is that I learn. And I don't get sick in spite of the sick people that come to me for care. And I think that's the way that we should all be. We should not get sick, yet we set ourselves up for sickness, which is why this show at this time of year is important, because there's so many things that we're going to do over the next 6 to 12 weeks that's going to set us up for a whole winter full of sicknesses, regardless of where you live in the country. And I want to make sure that people are aware of their choices, give them viable options so that they don't have to be one that ends up going to the emergency room or going to the urgent care or running out and getting a flu shot or, spending hours of time at the pediatricians because you can't go to work. Why? Because your kid's sick again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I can validate. I mean, I've known you for most of those 18 years, and I've never seen you sick a day. Now, when you come in contact with a pathogen of some kind, your body responds to it. Is that why you might develop a fever?
That's the exact reason for a fever, Mark. It's a proper immune response, taking care of the pathogen by boiling it off, if you will, with the increase in body temperature. Low-grade temperatures are for viruses, mm-hmm. and high-grade temperatures or fevers are for bacteria, typically. Now, the thing that most people want to understand is, well, where are you starting from is your steady state. Most people understand that a average normal temperature for a human being is right around 98.6 degrees.
Right.
What nobody seems to be minding the store or paying attention to is you go into any seniors population, and I ask seniors all the time, take your temperature and let me know what it says. And their temperatures are in the 96 to 97 degrees.
A little colder.
Their body temperature is lower, okay? Mm-hmm. And that tells me that their immune system and that their hormonal system isn't functioning properly. So here's the question, Mark. If your normal temperature as a senior citizen is 96.8 and they take your temperature and they find it to be 98.3, what do you know?
Well, now we know that they're actually having something they're fighting off, right?
They have a fever. Mm-hmm. Even though their temperature is registering below 98.6, because we know that their normal body temperature is 96.8. So, again, you go into any senior's home and you start to get an average of understanding of what this particular person's normal temperature is. Then now you can understand what their body's doing, when they have a fever, when they don't have a fever, and what the state of their immune system is. If your temperature is lower than 98.6 as an average, and that's your normal, I know your immune system isn't functioning properly. And that's the person that I really want to talk to.
So if your baseline is below normal temperature, you know that that person has some immunal deficiency.
An immunocompromise of sorts. Their immune system isn't functioning the way that it's supposed to. They're prone to infection. But here's the thing. I know there's people listening right now who will say earlier on in their life, they used to get sick all the time. They must be healthier now because they don't get sick at all. And I say, well, you should go home and see what your temperature is. Because if your temperature is normally down in the 96s or even the low 97s, when you get sick, your temperature is normal from comparing it to every other human being whose temperature, quote, should be 98.6. So you have a fever, but it doesn't create such a strong immune response that you interpret it as being sick. So you say, yeah, I never get sick anymore. That's the person who I want to talk to, because if their temperature normally is low, mm-hmm. then they're probably sick all the time. They just don't know that they're sick because their body can't produce a strong enough immune response to give them the indicators, symptom-wise or sign-wise, that lets them know that they have some sort of sickness.
Hold on a second, because I don't think I fully understand what you're saying here. Because if my temperature is if my baseline temperature is low, and on any particular day it comes up to almost normal or to normal, and you're saying, well, that's a fever, but I don't feel bad or I don't feel like I'm sick. As you're describing these people saying, I don't get sick anymore.
Right.
But from your perspective, actually, that person is
they're very sick. They probably have a whole bunch of pathogens living inside their body that they're mm-hmm. unaware of. Why? Because their body doesn't respond in a normal fashion to let them know that there's a pathogen. Under healthy circumstances, a fever below 101 is 99% of the time viral. If you're starting from a normal temperature of 98.6. So you have a almost a 3-degree fever mm-hmm. that's viral. You get above 3 degrees into 102, 103, 104, and that's where parents start to freak out that my kid's brain is going to boil and they're going to end up having mental issues as a result of boiling their brain, what have you. The fear of God has been struck into me because that's what the doctors tell you. The purpose of a fever is to boil off the infection. If your immune system's functioning properly, it will boil off the infection and the person will get well. If your system is set lower, when it gets up to what is considered normal, the person who took your temperature says, well, you don't have a fever, so you're fine. We don't mm-hmm. have to worry about any kind of infection. Well, they don't know what the person's normal is. So they actually do have an infection. The person's not aware of it. The nurse or the physician's assistant taking the temperature isn't aware of it. Mm-hmm. But common sense says if your normal temperature is low to begin with, having a fever for them might register as a normal temperature. So you have to know where you're starting from.
And if you know where you're starting from and you know that your temperature generally runs low, from your point of view, you've already got a problem and there's something going on with your immune system.
Yeah, your immune system is so weak and your hormonal system that regulates normal basal body temperature is mm-hmm. out of balance.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is this the same thing that when your immune system is firing, let's say you get an insect bite and it gets red and swollen, or you cut yourself and that area gets hot, that's again your immune system?
That's your immune system doing its job to ward off any invaders. If you get an insect bite and you get a little raised red area where the insect bit, okay, you have an immune response going on there. You have a histamine response going on there, which is what creates the redness and what creates the inflammation. Those are the first responders, so to speak, to a crisis. And, you know, those are the ones that are there to help to trap and stop the circumstance from getting further in the system or further along in the system from where it's actually trying to get into the system.
Now, you mentioned inflammation. Now, is inflammation a sign that your body system is fighting something off? And we hear now in the news all the time that inflammation is the single most significant factor when it comes to health problems.
Well, what we need to understand is inflammation is the first sign that your body actually doesn't have the ingredients that it needs to function properly. And we've discussed this before, and I'll use the same analogy, so to speak. If a three-year-old doesn't get what they want, what happens?
And they're throwing a temper tantrum and
getting inflamed. They're getting inflamed. Mm-hmm. Why are they getting inflamed?
Because they're not getting what they
need or
want.
They're not getting what they need or want. Mm-hmm. When your cells don't get what they need or want because the food you're eating doesn't have any actual nutrition in it, can you see why your cells would get inflamed? Because they're not getting what they need in order to be normal?
And that inflammation can take the effect of accumulating fat and body weight that you don't want, things of that nature?
Well, when you're putting stuff into your body that your body doesn't need because it's been refined, it's been processed, it's been chemicalized, it's been added preservatives, it's been artificial colors, artificial flavors, artificial whatever, okay? When you're putting in these artificial ingredients or ingredients that have no actual nutrition to them, the cell looks at it and says, but I need this. I need this in order to do this job. I need this to do this job. So the cell gets inflamed because it's not getting what it needs. All inflammation is the first sign of nutritional deficiencies. Heart disease inflammation is nutritional deficiencies. Autoimmune disease inflammation is nutritional deficiencies. High blood pressure, which is a form of inflammation, is a nutritional deficiency. Diabetes, which is definitely a form of nutritional deficiency. All of these things start with what God gave us in the Garden of Eden, which is all the food that we would ever need the way that we need to have it. Man has come along and has changed that by modifying it, genetically modifying it, trying to grow it faster, trying to grow it bigger, trying to grow it more colorful, trying to make it resistant to insects and disease and all of that. And I'm reminded of this song where, you know, leave the spots on the apples and give me the birds and the bees, please, you know. And it's like, yeah, you know,
well,
you don't know what you got till it's gone kind
when,
of thing.
When you talk about that, I mean, you said early in the show, you said that your nutrition is really responsible for most of your immune system, right? That most of your immune system.
Your immune system is an extension of what happens in your digestive system. Your digestive system is your most important system. That's where you got the microbiome. That's where you got the enteric nervous system. We've talked about the additional nervous system that's associated with digestion. That is your most important system, which is why God puts so much nervous tissue there to interpret what's coming in. If you're always throwing crap in the hopper, anything that your body does with that crap is going to influence how everything else functions. And probably the biggest system that comes after the digestive system is your immune system. So when you have immune deficiencies or immune weaknesses or immune system problems and your body's not fighting things the way that it's supposed to, or it no longer fights to your even awareness that there's a fight going on, all of that stems from issues in your digestive system. So we need to clean up and heal a person's digestive system if we're ever going to build a strong immune system.
I mean, and you think about it, really, your digestive system in terms of your organs is probably the longest pathway in your body. I mean, your heart is small, not that much different than the size of your stomach, and yet you have small intestine, large intestine, you have stomach, you have the esophagus, your mouth, all that track all the way through is your digestive system.
It's your digestive system and how you break down your food and create components that your body can absorb. Then you absorb those components, and then those components are set off to the other organs in an effort to manifest health and normal function. And it's all goes back to the quality of what we put in. And everybody understands this who's ever driven a car. If you put crap gas in your car doesn't run very well for very long. Which is, you know, when people want to try to cut corners, and most of what's in the car industry nowadays are they're making cars that run off of just the 87-octane regular gas, okay? But if you have a higher-end car, you're going to need the higher-end octane, and it's going to cost you more. And I guess the general consensus is if you can afford the higher-end car, then you should be able to afford the higher-end gas to go along with the higher-end car. But as a general rule, I mean, the last couple cars that I've purchased, they're hybrids. Why? Because I care about gas mileage and I care about being kind to our planet. And so, you know, I put 87 octane in and I have a car that's rated to get 45 miles to the gallon. I'm getting 55 miles to the gallon. Drives my wife crazy, but it's about being kind to our planet and doing things consciously and maintaining the integrity of how systems work. And your digestive system is your most important system. And the second most important system, what we're talking about today, is how to build a strong immune system. So I think we need to take a commercial break. When we get back from the commercial break, I want to talk about how we destroy our immune system. And then the last segment of the show, I think we can talk about, well, how do we build a good one?
Sounds good to me.
So please listen to a commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we're back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my wonderful cell phone. That's the phone that I answer. So if you want to talk to me, if you have a question, if you have a concern, please call me directly, 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or if you want to wait for a response, you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. I do my best to get back to people as fast as I see the email. Sometimes it's instantaneous, and no, I'm not instant messaging you. It just happened to be I got the email when you sent it. So, today we've been talking about how to build a strong immune system, and before the break, we talked about why the immune system is important and how you can assess if your immune system isn't working properly by having a low basal body temperature and the importance of knowing what your regular temperature is and getting a sense of what that says about the state of your immune system. So before the commercial, we ended the spot by talking about, we're going to want to talk about why the immune system fails.
Right, and you mentioned digestive disruptors, so I think that might be a good place for us to begin. What is a digestive disruptor, and what does that do to your immune system?
Well, we did a show back, I think, in the springtime. There's an article on my website, and there's 14 different ways that we disrupt our digestive system every day, Mark. Every day we do at least 14 different things to screw up how our digestive system functions. And as we finished up the last segment, your digestive system and its ability to function properly directly influences how the immune system does its job or doesn't do its job. Mm-hmm. So if we're disrupting our digestive system every single day, what's going to happen to our immunity?
It's going to be depressed or declined.
Right. And then what's going to happen as a result of that?
Then we're more susceptible to being sick.
And then what happens after we're sick?
And then we were going to be looking for somebody to help us get well again.
Yeah, we have to go to the doctor's office. Exactly. And we have to dump some money into the healthcare system. And isn't it funny that the food that we eat leads us to having to go to the doctor's office? So there's one big, huge, you know, they've been talking ad nauseum for the last year and a half or so about collusion. And this isn't Russian collusion. This is medical pharmaceutical collusion in with government collusion in an effort to keep you sick so that you actually have to work in order to survive on all levels, as far as eating food, eating good food, having good health, being able to go to work, being able to afford your lifestyle, being able to afford your health care. And it's all one big, huge collusion if you want to get back to it. So there's 14 different ways that we disrupt our digestive system, from over-the-counter medications to prescription medications to chlorine in our water to fluoride in our toothpaste to bromine in our flour-based products to artificial sweeteners to sugar to pesticides to using a microwave oven. I mean, all of those ways that we come in contact with those items on a daily basis destroys the balance in our microbiome, which affects the way that we can actually absorb our food. And if they've already put a bunch of crap in the food, then the crap food that you're eating is destroying your normal microbiome in your digestive system, which is going to lead to a weakened immune system, which ultimately is going to lead to you having health problems.
I mean, when you take in things that your body has to work extra hard to be able to process and get rid of and move through your system, you're taxing your body, you're running your body. It's kind of like running the car at above the red line of its RPM. It's like you're just demanding so much of your body to be able to handle this. And of course, the beauty of having a body is that it's capable of running beyond its limits for a long time until it starts to break down.
It is. The body is the ultimate marine. It has the ability to adapt and to overcome. But the challenge is if you're always putting crap gas in your car, it's going to affect how the car runs. And if you continue to put crap gas in the car is eventually going to break. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same formula for health issues. If you keep putting crap food in your body, it's going to affect the way that your body absorbs and assimilates that food, which is eventually going to lead to immune system problems, which is eventually going to lead to your body breaking. Mm-hmm. But if that's the business model of the day in healthcare, is that we have to treat people for these diseases instead of addressing the reason for why we get the diseases, the right question isn't how do we contain healthcare costs. The right question is how do we actually fix health? Not health care, health. How do we fix health so that we don't need health care? Well, that's going to put all the hospitals out of business. We need hospitals, yes, but we don't need that to be the focus of everybody's life from the moment they open their eyes to the moment they get put in the grave.
Right. Health is a different issue than health care. I mean, it's not that we don't necessarily need health care, because there are injuries, there are accidents, there are all kinds of things that impact our health.
But we shouldn't be growing health problems and growing diseases because we don't understand the importance of high-quality food and making sure that the filtration system within the body is not being impacted every time you open your mouth.
And the funny thing about that is this is the very thing that they teach you in kindergarten. It's not like you're talking about something that's like completely new and revolutionary. It's you're actually going back to the very basics of eating, drinking, sleeping, you know, these base breathing.
I'm so disappointed, Mark. I thought I had stumbled onto something that was so unique. You mean Yeah, now that I think about it, I did learn all of this in nursery school and kindergarten, first grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I mean, it's obviously far more complex when you understand how the intricacies of the body work, and you're looking at taking people who have somehow, through the conditions of their lives and through their history, have impacted the conditions that they're now facing in their health conditions. And now, but your perspective is to bring them back into health. Your perspective is to look at a person and say, here's what health looks like for you, and here's the gap between where you are right now and where we're trying to get you to, and how do we take a path to get back into health?
Right. And unfortunately, and this is no disrespect to the medical industry, but medicine is never going to do that.
It's not what it's oriented
toward. Medicine is never going to get you well, because that's not where their focus is.
Focus
is on treatment.
Right. That's a different thing.
The treadmill of treatment that we've talked about so many times in the past.
Right. Now, when we're talking about the immune system, is every part of your body part of the immune system?
Well, what I'd like to say is that that's probably backwards. Your immune system is part of every part of the body. So you have a lung.
Mm-hmm.
You need an immune system as part of the lung in order to protect the lung. You have a stomach. You need an immune system as part of the stomach to protect the stomach. You have a heart. You need an immune system associated with the heart in order to protect the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So every organ, every gland, every system has as part of it immune system functioning.
Got it.
So the immune system is in every part of the body, but it's there as a support mechanism.
So, for instance, let's say you have an upset stomach and that causes you to throw up. Is that the immune system functioning?
Hopefully that's your gallbladder functioning, because your gallbladder decided that what's in your stomach is not going forward. So let's just get it the heck out of the body as fast as possible so you throw it up. That's a healthy gallbladder response as coordinated by the immune system, mm-hmm. Help the gallbladder interpret that what's coming is not something that we want to let go any further. In fact, we want to get it out.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned before the difference between virus and bacterial infections is when
it's the strength of the immune response,
uh-huh.
and it's the level of the what the body temperature does as a result of the immune response.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a strong immune response, your body's going to handle whatever the pathogen is, and it's going to get rid of it. And one of the ways that the body does that is it creates a low-grade fever for viruses as a general rule,
mm-hmm.
and a high-grade fever for bacteria as a general rule. And your immune system is helping the body coordinate an appropriate health response to something that's potentially going to create a lack of health in that person.
So where does the flu fit into that? Because I know I've had bad flus at different parts of my life, and it can be a very severe illness because of body aches.
Right. There are multiple systems are being impacted by the flu, but...
Is that different than a cold or...
Well, yeah.
Or
I mean, they're both caused by viruses.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But it's the strength of the virus, et cetera. There's over 200 different causes of the, quote, common cold.
Wow.
Okay. But when it comes to understanding the flu, I mean, how the powers that be come up with this year's or last year's or next year's flu vaccine, okay, it's an educated guess based upon what's going on now is how they research and develop what we think the strain of this particular virus is going to be.
That's why the effectiveness can be different for sometimes
right.
You get the flu even though you've had a flu shot.
And sometimes, well, when you get a flu vaccine, they're giving you the flu in an effort to stimulate your immune system to develop a normal response to the flu virus if you're exposed to it. So it's kind of, they'll say it's preventative. The challenge is they're injecting you, they're bypassing the normal entryway into the body by giving you an injection. It's not coming in through your nose or through your mouth. They're injecting it deep into your tissues, which a virus doesn't have access to that directly unless you take a needle. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have issues with people getting flu vaccines for the simple fact that what you're doing is you're stimulating an immune system to have a response that the immune system may not be strong enough to have a normal response, and the person ends up getting the flu for several days, sometimes weeks. I had a woman who had a mastectomy, so she had no immune system in her left arm, and the doctor gave her an immune shot, a flu shot in her left arm, and she had the flu for 6 weeks.
Oh, my.
And when she came back, she said to the doctor, I was suffering with the flu, and you gave me a flu shot. And he says, of course, the flu shot is actually giving you the flu. And she was like, but why did you do it in my left arm where I don't have any immunity? And he, you know, kind of backpedaled and sidestepped a direct answer to that, because he'd made a human error. He forgot who he was dealing with,
mm-hmm.
and what her health history was, which mm-hmm. is why that's important to understand, too, in terms of what you're dealing with. And, you know, walking into Walgreens and getting a flu vaccine because it's cheaper for your health insurance will pay for that if you go into Walgreens to get a flu shot versus you got a copay if you go into your doctor's office. So what is that doing? That's driving people into Walgreens to get a vaccine that they don't have a copay with. But your pharmacist or the person giving you the flu vaccine doesn't know your whole health history, so there's possibly some complications that may go on with that.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I want people to maintain a strong immune system so that they don't get sick. And we talked about the digestive system disruptors, and one of the ways that we disrupt our digestive system is through over-the-counter medications and prescription medications, because mm-hmm. they disrupt the digestive system. So what I'd like to do is take another short commercial break, and then when we come back, I'd like to talk about what we can do to actually build a strong immune system so that the listener knows what they can do headed into fall, now that fall is here, so that they don't get sick all winter. But please listen to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are at Suite 404 in Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. It is my cell phone. If you're going to contact me through my cell phone, please call me. Don't text me, because my cell phone does not receive texts. It's a flip phone. I don't believe in smartphones. I believe in flip phones, because phones are meant for conversating, not texting and instant messaging. So you could also email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And just get a hold of me so I can answer your questions and put you on the path to better health so that you can get back to God's plan for you. And Mark, today we've been talking about your immune system and how to assess if your immune system is strong or weak, and if it's weak, what that could potentially mean. And we should talk about how to rectify the situation if your immune system isn't working.
Well, exactly.
Right.
I think that figuring out what you can do to strengthen your immune system, first of all, there's a lot of things I think you can probably do on your own without the intervention of somebody that can help you. And from what I understand from our earlier parts of this conversation today, a lot of what you could do to help strengthen your immune system is going to have to do with what kind of foods you're eating.
Yeah, you want to eat real food. You want to stay away from the completely refined and processed, or what I call the crap foods, the man-made foods, the foods that have a long shelf life, the foods that are laden in chemicals, the foods that are sweetened and artificial sweeteners and natural sweeteners and, it's a natural sweetener, it must be okay for me because it's natural. No, anything that they've done to make the taste of the food change in a way that's going to cause you to be addicted to it. It's interesting because part of the immune system has to do with the spleen and the pancreas and sugar and the immune response and all of that. And so it's important that when you put something sweet in your mouth, you're actually trying to satisfy your pancreas. And your pancreas is going to respond in a way that regulates your blood sugar under the direction of your liver. And when you have too much sugar in the system, sugar actually suppresses your immune system and makes your immune system work harder. And one of the organs that supports the immune system function and helps to recycle the blood and has immune building components is the organ called the spleen. And so the pancreas and the spleen, and this is the time of year that they're most active, which is why we're talking about the immune system, because those two organs together help influence how strong or how weak an immune system is. When you eat a lot of sugar, you're going to have a weakened, suppressed, destroyed immune system. When you stay away from sugar, your immune system actually has the ability to rebuild and repair itself. And one of the main components that everybody needs to be putting in their diet every time they eat would be a probiotic. The probiotic is what helps to put the good bacteria back in the digestive system that we learned about in the last segment that we keep disrupting by taking in sugar and taking in prescription and over-the-counter medications and the chlorines in our water and the fluorides in our toothpaste and the bromines in our flour-based products and the artificial sweeteners and colors and using microwaves and all of those things that disrupt the digestive system that causes the immune system to get weak. So we want to put a probiotic in.
And you haven't even mentioned antibiotics, and their whole purpose is to be able to kill anything that is microbial in nature.
Right. That's part of the prescription medications is the antibiotics.
Right. But, I mean, the microbes that exist in your gut, they're actually, in terms of cellular numbers, there's more in your immune system there than there are actually human cells in your body.
Yes, and that's something that most average people don't understand because they didn't discover that until relatively recently when they started looking at why people get sick. And it's interesting that they're doing research on why people get sick. They're just not telling us what they're finding kind of thing. And it's why, because there's no money to be made in getting people well. There is lots of money to be made when people are sick. Let's just keep them sick so that they have to keep paying us kind of thing. And it's a bad mentality, and it's morally and ethically inappropriate. And we need to change that. And so if a person has immune system weaknesses, you want to eliminate the digestive system disruptors. You want to get a person on a good, high-quality probiotic to put back the good bacteria that help you digest your food. You want to take another supplement that's going to help to get rid of the excess yeast and candida that results from the digestive system disruptors and directly responds to the intake of eating sugar and artificial sweeteners. They feed this yeast and candida, causing them to overpopulate, causing one to crave sugar, which suppresses the immune system some more. So we need to bring that back into balance by increasing the probiotics to put back the good bacteria. But you need a second supplement to help reduce the overabundance of yeast and candida to allow that microbiome to go back into balance. And this is certainly the one thing that I probably have the most passion and the most understanding of anybody that I know. And it's one of the things that gives me tremendous joy in helping people recover their health by restoring balance to their digestive system.
So, now that you brought up the idea of supplementation, one of the things that, let's say you do the things to try to correct your diet, and I know for a lot of people they find that difficult because, you know, they're drinking their sodas or they're eating their cookies or they're having pasta or whatever it is. So there's a balance that they're striking in terms of their own personal diet, in terms of how much they're avoiding these processed foods and how much they're eating and how much they're eating real food. But if your immune system is out of balance, even if you were to correct your eating to the best way that you're able to do, you may need to be able to have particular ways to bring aspects of your immune system into better balance. So you're talking about a supplementation. You're talking about probiotics. Are there other things that one would do in order to be able to bring your immune system back into balance?
Well, there's one part of the topic that we haven't touched on today is seems to be creating more and more and more commonality in our society, which is autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. So that's when a person's immune system actually attacks the person's body and you get an immune response and an allergy, if you will, to a part of your body, like lupus is an allergy to your blood that impacts how your spleen functions. People with autoimmune disease for the thyroid is where the immune system is attacking the thyroid and you get inflamed thyroids, or you could have it be your liver, or you could have it be your adrenals or your intestines, whatever the case is. When you have that overabundance of an immune response to where the immune system is now attacking the body, that's based on protein leaking from those different organs or glands because the body is not repairing itself the way that it's supposed to. So ultimately, there's some supplements that you can take that will stop that autoimmune response and also allow that part of the body to heal itself so that you don't keep creating an autoimmune response, so that the autoimmunity can go away. Yes, autoimmune disease doesn't have to be a life sentence, but you have to get out of the medical world if you want to get off of that life sentence, because medicine is going to continue to treat the autoimmune disease, and they're never going to solve it.
So you're saying that if somebody has lupus or one of these other fibromyalgia, some of these autoimmune, and there are dozens and dozens of them, I believe, now.
There's 140 plus now.
Yeah. So if you have one of these, which people think is a chronic, incurable condition that you're going to face the rest of your life with, you're saying you can actually heal that.
Stop that from happening. And part of that is going to be cleaning up the digestive system and restoring balance so that you don't create the immune response to where the body's now able to repair itself so that the body doesn't continue attacking itself.
So if you have one of these conditions and you're obviously suffering from it, is this something that happens quickly? Is this something that would take a period of time or a long period of time in order to
recover? Well, that depends on the person and their motivation and their willingness to do what they need to do to change their circumstances. And that's why when we get into a health history with somebody, we want to get a sense of what their motivation is. Because you know what? Doc, in my late 60s, I don't know that I have much life left to live.
Oh, my goodness.
So you know what? I'm just going to live out my life the way that I have, and I'll go back to the medical doctor and get some sort of symptom-masking medication that will allow me to continue to live my life the way that I live my life. And yeah, that's just too much of a hurdle for me to think about. I don't want to climb another mountain. Well, it doesn't have to be a mountain, but there's definitely going to be some effort on your end. It's mm-hmm. your health. It's your condition. Mm-hmm. There's definitely going to be something that you're going to need to do on your end in order to remedy that. Mm-hmm. And so what's interesting for me was I had a gentleman who came to me with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
That's pretty
okay.
late, right?
It's very late, okay? And you're typically, once you're diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, you're probably going to be dead in about 30 to 45 days, okay? I helped this man live for at least 6 more months after his diagnosis and helped him go through his medical treatment. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that Roland wasn't willing to give up was ice cream. And I couldn't argue with him. I said, listen, you know the consequences of eating that. That's ultimately going to end
right.
up you taking your life. And he's like, well, I'm going to probably end up dying anyway from this, the effects of this cancer. So I want to be able to eat the thing that gives me joy, mm-hmm. even though I know it's detrimental to me. And that's a personal decision. And I don't have an issue with that. But if you're going to come to me and you want to know how to fix the problem, I'm going to explain to you how we need to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Truly fix the problem, not treat the problem. And it's a process that everybody needs to go through, and everybody's different, and everybody's going to be motivated differently because, you know, okay, you get a guy that wants to see his grandson graduate and get married. That may be his motivation for living.
Right.
Good. I'm going to do whatever I have to do so that I can walk my granddaughter down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can stand up for my granddaughter at her wedding, or I can see my grandson or even my great-grandson graduate high school because that's important to me. So I'll do whatever you ask me to do. Great. I can work with that person.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's like, is it going to be a lot of work? Am I going to have to work? You know, that's probably somebody that's why give me a scale of 1 to 10 what your motivation is.
Right, right, right. So with all these, now with the different autoimmune diseases, are the treatments significantly different, or are a lot
they're different in terms of what we have to do because of the specific organ that's the one that's impacting the autoimmune disease. I would obviously treat a liver autoimmune disease differently than I would, let's say, a lung autoimmune disease, or let's say a thyroid autoimmune disease. Why? Because they're different organs and they have different functions and they respond differently. So yes, they'd have to be treated differently, but the nuts and bolts foundation of it, the formula is the same. Mm-hmm. Okay. You address the cause of the autoimmune disease and you stop that.
Mm-hmm.
So the if somebody was going to email me about an action plan and, well, how do you deal with autoimmune disease of the thyroid and how does that differ from autoimmune disease from the liver? The nuts and bolts of it is going to be the same, but the focus of the treatment is going to be completely different.
I see. Now, early in the show, we were talking about this. You were talking about seniors that are have lower body temperatures generally, and so they have a compromised immune system. If there's somebody that is in that position wants to be able to, you know, do something to improve their immune system, is that protocol similar as well as the autoimmune?
That protocol is actually easier than somebody with autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But ultimately, regardless of where you're at, we've learned today and we've learned in the past, your digestive system is the key to all health. So everything that I'm going to do is about creating as much balance in your digestive system as possible. Most seniors are concerned and their medical doctor makes them go get what's called a B12 shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, B12 is one of the B vitamins. And if you're deficient in it, it means that your digestive system isn't working properly. It means that you need a probiotic because you're never going to absorb B vitamins without sufficient probiotics. So if you don't have enough probiotics, then of course you can't absorb your B vitamins, and then you're going to develop a B12 vitamin deficiency, and you're going to have the effects of having a B12 vitamin deficiency, which is why they came up with a B12 shot. But again, that's not fixing the problem. That's addressing the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't address the symptom. I have to fix the problem.
And one of the things I've heard about probiotics is that there's a wide variety. It's another area where there's diversity that's an important component of what you take in terms of probiotic, because there's a big diversity of the different kind of microbes that are within your digestive system. Not all probiotics are equal, correct?
No, they're definitely not equal. And any supplement company that tells you that their probiotic doesn't need to be refrigerated, you're throwing your money away. I will tell you, you're throwing your money away. They don't want to incur the cost of the refrigeration. Therefore, they'll say that theirs doesn't require any refrigeration, which you're just throwing your money away. At the end of the day, what I have found to be true over the last 30 plus years of helping people with their health and maintaining my own health is the fact that there are two or three basic strains that if you take that on a regular basis, that's going to help all the other strains grow and monopolize, and your body's going to find a balance with that. If you don't get those three basic strains, there's a good chance that you're always going to have a dysbiosis or an imbalance in your microbiome, and you may never get well. And there's some advertisements and some infomercials that you'll find on the internet that's the headline says that you need to stop taking your probiotic. This cardiologist says you need to stop taking the probiotic. Well, I've watched the guy's whole presentation. He's not telling you to stop taking probiotics. He's wanting to introduce the concept of a prebiotic before you take your probiotic, because your probiotic is worthless unless you have the prebiotic, or at least that's his angle in terms of selling things to the people in the public, because he's going to educate them better than the person listening understands. And yes, we need prebiotics, but if you're eating high-quality food that isn't completely refined and processed and has fiber and stuff in it, your fiber is your prebiotic.
You're kind of getting your prebiotic from eating.
But you're not getting your probiotic by having your prebiotic. But your prebiotic is required in order to help the probiotic flourish, because it creates the food source for the probiotic in which to grow.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Well, this has been a great conversation, Doc Rick. We're just about out of time today. This is such an important topic for people to appreciate how important, obviously, your immune system is to your health, because it's the thing that you can use to be able to prevent yourself from getting sick, or when you do come across a pathogen or something into your system, that you're able to fight it off adequately. If somebody has questions about their own particular situation, maybe they have an autoimmune disease, or maybe they're just concerned about their health and want to find out more information and would like to reach you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone directly. Again, that's area code 845-561-2225, 845-561-2225. I'm going to be the one answering the phone if I'm in a position to answer the phone. If not, please leave a message. I will call you back. I do want to help you. I do want to answer your questions. If you want to email me directly and then wait for a response, you can do that too. That email is docrick@spineboy.com or docrick@spineboy.com. Go to my website, spineboy.com. There's a wealth of information there. That will answer 90% of your questions if you know how to look for what it is that you're looking for. For those listeners who have reached out to me and who have called and asked intelligent, wonderful questions and are suffering with conditions that they don't want to have anymore, I appreciate your passion for life and wanting to get back in the game. And I look forward to helping you. And that is my passion and is my purpose. And I'd ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot.